Hachzara. That's what we'll start with today, just to go over the bottom line of Hachzara as Gepaskin and Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa, and then share with you one other point that one of the Avrichim made, and then B'siyata D'Shmaya begin Hanach L'Chatchila. So if you take a look in your booklet, page Vav, Hachzara's Kli Rishon Al Gabei Ha'esh. So in Sif Yud Ches, the Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa summarizes everything that we learned last time in the following way. Kli she'esh bo tafshil, u'husar min ha'esh, if you have a kli that has a tafshil on the side and it's been removed from the fire, mutar la'achzira al gaba, rakim yiskayim l'kol ha'tanayim d'la'alan. You have to fulfill, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has five tanayim that need to be fulfilled for hachzara. Aleph, the first thing he says, she'be'eshim asir yibedaitu la'achzira al gaba ha'esh, that number one, that one should... Again, we're discussing halachas lechatchila, b'di'evit we already did last week, that he should have died to lahachzir. Bet, shelo yiniach et hakli klal, el yachziko biyadoi, which of course is the shita of the Ramah. O efilu yanichenu al ha-shulchan, al kol mokom yovei shacher, v'hu shiyamshik lahachzik v'kli ha-kshir ha-kshirin al-gabeish. This was the fascinating chiddush that we saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that he says that if it could be lechatchila, as long as you're not putting it down on the ground, then you're still holding on to it, which was an interesting chiddush to pass in that way, lechatchila, to put it on the table and to be holding on to it. It would seem to me, that's why Rav Nevinzal Shlita said lulei demistafina last week, that he said that he thinks the counter today is considered al-gabe karka. Rav Nevinzal would not be into, I forgot to ask him this morning about that, but he said it would seem to me that he would not be into that eitzah if you were putting it down on a counter. It would only be if it were put down al hashulchan. He didn't say it on the counter of Neuwirth, he said al hashulchan. So it seemed to me that Remensa would not be into that. Gimel, she'esha al gabal yachzir saklitia b'chusa, that of course you need a blech, that's condition number three. Number four, she'atavshol she'betoch hakli yimavushol kol tzarko, it has to be entirely cooked. In regards to bones inside, that if the bones are not entirely cooked, if the tavshil is rov mevushal, then that would be enough as well for the bones. And number five, she'atavshil yadayin cham b'miktas, that the tavshil should still be a little bit hot, and not in its time legamri, even if it's a davar yavish. Now what's behind that psak in Nun Ches, that we're going to touch on later on, it's a shita of Magen Avraham that we didn't learn at all. That's only... for Monday's shiur and not for today. Okay, so those are the tanaim of Achzara. Any basic clarification questions? Anything that wasn't clear in terms of Allah Lamaisa so far? Yes.
Can I just have a point about Afir Yanichu al Hashulchan?
Yes.
Maybe so that the Rav Nevinzal.
It would seem to me that Rav Nevinzal would not say lichatchila to hold on to it and to put it on the counter. Right. Because we saw Rav Nevinzal last week said that the counter today is equal to Al-Gabi Karka. Right.
Meaning, but that's disagreeing. Meaning, because the Shmir Shabbos does end with Avaloha or Itzla.
So right. Meaning, the Pashtus, you could be Medai right. That way. Einachanami. A Rebbe Nzio made an excellent Ha'ara in Seder on Kedei Rechaisa that I Pasha missed. And so therefore, thanks to him, there's something that one should add to Kedera Chaisa. I gave you the basic halacha of Kedera Chaisa. If you put in something raw, you're not choshesh for Bishul, that the Chazunish has a big chumrah. And we said we don't pass like that chumrah. So that's straightforward. But Rabban Zion came over and he said, wait a second. When you have an instance where you're relying on Kedera Chaisa on an open fire, so that's fine if the fire can't be stoked to cook it very, very quickly. But today, we have machshirim, we have utensils that actually could cook very, very fast. And they could take a kedera chaisa, in some instances, and make it ready by 9 o'clock at night, if shkia is, as this week, is before 5. So then it's possible to get a kedera chaisa going already by 9 o'clock. So I didn't think about that. And we looked around, and the Dirshu had it hidden away. You know, the Dirshu tests, they say they'll test you on the Meluyim on the test, but only that which is on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. So this is a case where it wasn't on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, and so we eventually searched around and we found in Os 30 in Reish Nun Gimel, Rabban Zion's point is made, and he quotes from the Shmir Shabbos, but from Rav Shlomo Zalman, but not in the Shmir Shabbos. So that's why also I didn't find in the Shmir Shabbos as well. It's from a fantastic sefer, a very intense sefer. It has a lot of chumras. I wouldn't encourage you to follow the sefer straight by the books, but it's one of the most thorough svarim, and it was one of Rav Yashub's favorite go-to guys. And his name is the Shvus Yitzchak, Rav Derzi, I think is his name. So they quote from him. He would speak a lot with Rav Yashub, and he's well known as being Rav Yashub's mouthpiece in halacha when he was alive, particularly in Hilchos Shabbos, but they also quote the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman as well. So if you take a look at the next page in the booklet, 30, he makes Rav Ben Zion's point. V'chein l'gavi kirayim chashmalit shechuman rav u'basar chayim espashma leim b'zman mu'ad. So if you're going to have a plate that heats, that has adjustable knobs, and could heat very quickly, and the same would apply, he argues, with kirayim shel gaz, shechuman rav la'lava ha'gdol shemen yichol va'ash u'basar chayim b'zman mu'ad, das Rav Shlomo Zalman zatzal, Rav Yoshev zatzal, she'enog ben heter shel basar chayim. In such a case, you wouldn't have the din of Kedera Chaisis. That was an important Hosafa to our last discussion. That it could very well be that the Heter Basar Chaisa does not apply. You have to know what the status of your food item is. But if it's something that could cook it really, really quickly, that's a fair point. Okay, now B'siyata D'Shmaya, after that Chazara and that important Hosafa, we're ready to begin the next beautiful Sugya. Yeah?
Just a clarification on Nemetol on countertops.
Yes.
How can we hold that it's considered carpet? People put pots on a countertop to further cook it?
That's a good question. In other words, you're asking, at the end of the day, the countertop is not only used to put away the pot. The countertop is also used to serve. So I think Rav Nemetzal would be mechalik which area of the countertop. The area of the countertop that's used to serve would be shulchan. He's talking about other areas where you would never put it down on the counter to serve. Einachanam, it's an important clarification. Okay, so we now begin the Gemara on Daf Mem on the Beis, starting the sugya of Hanachal Chatchila, starting from the sugya through the Rishonim to the Halachal Maisa. The Gemara on the top of Mem on the Beis, Tana Rabbanan, it's not in your booklet. If you could look up the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, it's a basic Gemara. Mischamim Adam Kenegan Amadura. Excuse me, a little bit further down. Tana Rabbanan, Mevi Adam Kita Maim, 10 lines from the bottom. A person is allowed to take a jug of water and put it next to a flame, put it next to a bonfire. The halacha is that you're allowed to put it there in order to create a chill. If you're putting it there to chill it, then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Rush, and here I photocopy for you the Rush separately. If you didn't get it, it's sitting over here in front of me. It's not in the booklet. The Rush over here summarizes the Gemara, that if a person knows that he's not going to cook, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. But he asks a very, very basic kasha. The assumption of the Gemara is that if you're not going to cook it, then you're allowed to put it next to the fire. So the Rush asks the following kasha. Tema, four lines from the bottom, in the first column on page 332, it's Simon Yud in the Rush and Perikira. Ma'ishna hacha de sharin la'asim kiton shel ma'im etz al-medura b'shvil shetasit tzinasan. Why is it that over here it's permissible to put down the water? V'ilav mishum nevashol b'shabbos havishari afilu yatzel ledespo. So the halacha depends on whether it's going to reach yatzel ledespo or it's not going to reach yatzel ledespo. B'derech ha'teva. And if it's not going to, then Bishvil Shetafik Tzinasan is going to be mutter. Asks the Rosh, but wait a second. Ule'il Asrina Lahasim Al Gabi Kira Afo Bishagrufu Kduma. Yet earlier, when it comes to the halachas of Kira, the halacha is that one is not allowed to put something on top of the fire, even though it's been already cooked. Afo Bishatafshon Espashu Erev Shabbos. And you're not concerned of Bishul, and yet it's Asr. Why is it that when it comes to the halacha of hachzara, we say that it's not going to be permissible. Yet over here, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Hachzara requires Grufo Ktuma. Here, there's no requirement of Grufo Ktuma. Same even in regards to Shia, according to Rabbanan de Chananya. That's the kasha of the Rush. And the Rush here gives a technical answer, where the Rush attempts one answer, doesn't work for him, he then gives another answer, and we're actually going to see the Rajba's Teretz and see that the Ran runs with the Rajba's Teretz, but let's see how the Rush answers differently than the Rajba. Seven lines from the top in the second column. First one line is Shem Yechata. So he answers V'yesh Lomar. Kivan she'etzrichu chachamim laharachik min ha-medura, midunaka kenegin ha-medura, v'lo nakat eitz ha-medura, ika hekeira. Since the halacha is that you can't put it too close because it's going to cook, so therefore that in itself serves as a hacker. And we're not afraid he's going to come to stoke it. In other words, according to the Rush, there's a built-in hacker. Normally by Akira, you don't have the hacker. Grufo Ktuma creates a hacker. Over here, the halacha itself, that you have to make sure that it's not going to heat, that's only shetafik minatzinasan, that it just cools from its chill, in of itself, that will create the heker shelo asalich tuye. That's how the Rush answers the question. If you take a look in your booklet, the Rajba gives a different answer to the question. I'm only going to discuss one part of the machlokes between the Rajba and the Rush. There might very well be, the Rajba might be rejecting in what he says right now, the Rush's teretz, but we'll focus on the punchline of the Rajba. Four lines from the top, in the second column of Memam Beis, you have Mevi Adam Kiton Shalmayim, and the Rajba presents Shitas Rashi. Uledvarav, Had Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Echad Shem Vecha Mayim Yatzol Esbo Aser Ein Yatzol Esbo Mutter, we're not talking about whether it's going to be in an area that's yatzal ledes or not. It could be that he puts it down in an area even which would reach yatzal ledes. The Rush might disagree with that. Umikol makom al gabe ha'esh aser mamish mipnei shenirik imevashel. But to put it on top of the fire, that's going to be usur, because it appears as if you're cooking. Because it's mechzikim evashel. Now, Rabosai, this term that we've used of mechzikim evashel, mechzikim evashel, mechzikim evashel, the Gra points out, I put on the Marmikomos in Sifhei, the Gra points out, it starts from here, this diun in the Rishonim, on Nav Mem, as well as we pointed out, we had a Rashi on the Mishnah as well. But this is one of the clearest places in the Rishon. They're fearing ice. They're developing the Sugya. Rashi doesn't develop the Sugya. Where we have the din of Nirek Himavashel. So what did the Rajba just say? The Rajba said as follows. He said, when it comes to the Madura, so then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter, if you're not doing Bishul, because it's not Nirek Himavashel. However, over here, in such an instance is nirikim evashel, and therefore it's going to be asur. So we have now been introduced, points out the Ran, to this concept of mechzikim evashel, particularly the Rajba says in regards to hachzara and hanocha lechatchila, and he says kol shekein, certainly when it comes to hanocha lechatchila of course meaning that if you have a food that wasn't sitting on the fire prior, or let's say you put it down on the ground and you were mevatel the shihiyah rishona, you want to put it back, so then in such a case then you have hanocha lechatchila, that problem is going to be a problem of mechzi kemevashel. With that in mind, now we're ready to go to a famous psak in Shulchan Aruch. But before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, let's see it through the eyes of the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef in Hey Aleph, quoting the Ran. Originally I put the Ran on the Marmikomos, but the Ran is actually quite long and has a lot of Masu Matan. So I realize that the Rajba is actually clearer than the Ran in his disagreement with the Rush. And the Beis Yosef just summarizes the Ran, who quotes this Rajba. It's a long Ran, and then the Ran says, and the Rajba says, based on all the above, but in the Rajba you actually get to it a lot quicker. It's come out a couple of times already in this perek, that the Rajva was actually the who says the Yisod in more terse terms. So here the Ran in Hey Aleph, the Beis Yosef, excuse me, in Hey Aleph quotes the Ran. Kasaram Perakira, Gabi Hod the Tanur Rabban Mevi Adam Kitim Shemaim Nicha Kinegem Medura Bishema Rajba, in the name of the Rajba. It takes the Ran 40 lines to say that he's quoting the Rajba. Here he just summarizes that he's saying in the name of Rajba. Shemutr Losos Alpik Deres Chamin B'Shabbos Tavshel Shin Is Bashel Me'erv Shabbos Kol Tzarko. Now here he's immediately going to extend, the Ran is going to extend what the Rajba said in terms of an interesting halacha maisa example. And that is, you have something that's the panadish. One of the guys had a good translation for the panadish. What's the, how do you,
bereka.
What's that? A bereka, okay. A meat bereka, that's good. That a person has this bereka that's been already cooked. So it's yavesh. Ukeyotze b'olechamimim. You have this panadish, va'afal pisha yatzel ledispo, even if the yad is it's yatzel ledispo, you're going to be allowed to do what? To put it al pi kderas chamin b'shabbos. You're allowed to put it on the kderas chamin b'shabbos. The kasa v'aran al zeh, skip a couple lines, is hey aleph in the Beis Yosef, my edition. It's right after the gimel. In the Beis Yosef, because of Anazeh, Vevshe Gamkein, Shemashe in Darko Lefes Agave Kira, Kagon Panadishu Kiyotzevem, Shemutta Lechamon Beshavis Agave Kira, Agave Kisel Shabarzel, Koshu Tzamek Viralo, Shadover Mechiach Sheinunase El Beshvil Shishamim. And the Ran says, anytime it's obvious when you're putting it on top of the Kira, then in such a case that you're not cooking it, there is no Mechzikim Mevashel. Then in such a case, he says it's going to be mutter. We're going to focus on what the Ran directly attributes to the Rajba. And that is the case of Al-Pi Kederas Chamin B'Shabbos. The Rajba says that the halacha is that you're allowed to put it on Al-Pi Kederas Chamin B'Shabbos based on our above Chiddush. So let's follow the logic. Maybe Adam Kito Mayim is not Choshesh V'Shem Yichat. Why are you not Choshesh V'Shem Yichat? So the answer is, it's far enough. You're not going to come to be Mechata. However, when it comes to doing Hachzor al-Gabi Kira, there you've got a problem of Mechzi Kimavashel. So says the Rajba, then you need to do, you have the halachos of Garif Vekotum, etc., etc. But where you don't have Mechzi Kimavashel, it's going to be Mutter. Says the Ran, based on this Rajba, the halacha would be that you would be allowed to do even Hanacha Lechatchila if you don't have Mechzi Kimavashel. What would be an example of that? The first example that the Ran gives for the Rajba, he says to take the panadish and to put it on top of a dish that has already been cooking, in such a case you don't have Mechzi Kimavashel, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Clear, Rabosai? Clarification, so far so good? Beautiful. Yes?
So if you ever just say again, where does the Ran, where does the Rajba end, where does the Ran pick up from?
The Ran, the Rajba ends by answering that Kiton Shalmayim is different than Kira, and Kira has a problem with Mechzik Mevashel, both for Chazara and Hanocha L'Chatchila. And the Gra quotes that. Then the Ran extends that and says, based on that Rajba, the Halach would be to put it on top of the Kedir Eschamen would be Mutter. That's the Shal Shal Satvarim. Yes, Rav Tanya.
So is it that there's Domeh to the case of the Madura, Kneged Madura? Anything that's Domeh to the case of Kneged Madura? Kneged Madura doesn't have, not Mechzik Mevashel.
Exactly.
So Agave Kedir Eschamen is like the Madura.
Exactly. That's the parallel. Correct. Yes.
But the way the Ran is quoted, he says put on a Kira.
Oh, so that's why I said I'd like to focus on the first half of the Ran. The Beis Yosef quoted the Ran. For our purposes right now, this is going to be helpful. Monday, Mirtz Hashem, we'll come back to the second part of the Ran. But I want to focus on the Mechzik Mevashel and the Halacha of Kedera Gabi Kedera. That's what we're going to focus on right now. Yeah?
Can we just repeat the Rush?
Yes, yeah, so Rush says, bottom line is that Kito Mayim, you're not afraid that he's going to be Mechate Begachalim because there is already a distance he's going to remember. In contrast to the case of the Kira, there's no distance from the fire, and then we're afraid he's going to be Mechata. We're going to actually run with the Rajba, because the Rajba becomes the Halacha. I just want to point out, the Rush was dealing with the same Kasha. He gave one answer, which doesn't mean that the Rush would disagree, and wouldn't necessarily agree with all the above Chidushim, just to have a little bit of a sense of where the Sugya is coming from, even though it's not necessarily Halacha L'maisa, but to understand.
The Rush is emphasizing the Kinege part.
Nachon.
One last question.
Yes.
If it's not Mexican in the, I guess in Iran, if it's not Mexican Vasha, why does it still have to be hot?
I'm sorry. For some reason, I left my mission brew in my office. Can I do my or if anybody has an extra mission brew, do you have an extra mission brew? Beautiful. Okay, shkach. Yeah, I thought I would do that while you're asking the question. Yeah, go ahead, Shmuel. Yeah?
No, I was just asking.
Thank you.
Why, if it's not Mexican Mavaja, why does the Ron say that it's supposed to be hot when he's taking it? Isn't the keys the Ron gives that he's taking it?
Right, because otherwise you're going to be over on Bishul if it's a liquid.
I thought we were talking about the
Bleka. Einachanami. Okay, so I didn't follow your question. Ask again.
Wasn't the Ron saying that it's a case where the Bleka is still hot, and then he takes it, puts it on top of the keto.
Right.
Why does it still have to be hot if it's not Mexican? Why couldn't it be cold?
So it could. That's a good question. And we'd have to ask, is there a time that when it's entirely cold that you'll still have a chashash shemi? Once it gets cold, that we'll still have a chashash shemi yichata. So that's going to be, we'll discuss next week. That's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. But I didn't notice that you think that's in the Ran. I'll look back and try to process that in the Ran. Oh, you're saying good. Okay, so let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch Reishon and Gimel Hey. Says the Mechaber. It's permissible to put on top of Gedera Schamim a tafshel that's already in the special called Tzarko. Kigon panadishu kiyotzim and lechamimon fisha ein derech bishul bekach. So it's beautiful. It's muchruch in Shulchan Aruch the hezber that we said from the Rajba. You could see from the Rajba all the way to the Shulchan Aruch the basic yisod, and that is that you're allowed to do. Right, we're talking about a tavshil shen special me'erev Shabbos. It doesn't say anywhere that it's been on the fire, but rather you're taking it and you're putting it on top of kederes chamin because it's ein derech bishul. And the Baragol tells us the Ran in the name of the Rajba. Again, now Shmuel, I'm understanding more with your question. It's also the other part of the Ran that we didn't really focus on. That all is going to be in the Ramah, which next time we're going to have was a Baragola with the Magen Avraham and a Gra. I had to deal with that part of the round. We'll pick up with that next week. There is a basic kasha that we alluded to in our Hagdama to this Pesach, and that is that Reishon Gimel Gimel, the Mechaber seemed to say something different. The Mechaber said Hamashkin Baboker. Take a look at that Mechaber. V'roshek Dicha Tavshila V'yari Pen Yachdiach Yoser. You're allowed to take a kedera yishana that's empty and return the item that was sitting on the fire. So let's be clear about what happened. You wake up in the morning, says the Mechaber, you have your chalent that's been sitting, it sounds like according to the Manda Amar, that shihiyah is mutter, al-gavei ha'esh, va'mevin yavin yesh la'ayin, that for here in the Mechaber, it sounds like he's following Chananya, maybe there are terutzim, but either way, you have your kedera sitting on top of the fire, and it's starting to burn. So now, what you want to do is you want it to continue to cook. You're still going to shul. You still need it to be hot, but you want to make the heat lessen. Now, of course, you know you can't stoke the coals. So what's the basic etza? To distance it from the fire. So here, you're going to actually do hachzara. What are you going to do? You're going to take a kedera reikonis that, according to the Chazon Ish is not mateches for many different reasons, according to Chazon Ish, Amevin Yavin, and you're going to put it back on, you're going to put it underneath, and now it's going to be distant from the fire, and you're going to save your chalent from burning. The case clear in Sif Gimel? It's good? Okay. So the kasha is, why over here does it say Kedera Reikonis? Yet, over there, in Sif Hey, you needed a Kedera Malaya. If the halacha is that Kedera Reikonis works in Sif Gimel, why did the Mechaber say that you need to have a Kedera that's Malaya? The Mechaber should have said Kedera Reikonis like you said before, because if you don't have a Kedera Malaya, in the case of Panadish, it sounds like you're stuck. It's Aser. But in Sif Gimel, he already gave us an Eitzah, Kedera Reikonis. Why can't you use that same Eitzah? This is one of the most famous kashas in all of Hachzara and Anachal Chatchila. And almost all of the halachos, the practical halacha l'maisa of hot plates and so on and so forth, turn on this question. This is a famous question. What we're going to discuss now is, it's hard to say that anything in Hilchos Shabbos is raid, but if there's anything close to raid in Hilchos Shabbos, this is a famous raid. This famous kasha, and we'll discuss two of the famous teirutzim. And the raid will actually propel us to the halacha l'maisa. So Magen Avram in Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Chavav deals with this kasha and says a massive chiddush. If you run with this Magen Avram, you're going to have quite a few heterim in terms of the halacha of hachzara. Comes along the Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram asks this kasha. Why he waits to Shin Yud Ches is an interesting question. But he says, "V'tzarech yun, lama lo echriya Rav Beis Yosef b'siv zayin." That's over there. Lahatir duhu ba'atzmo lo kasev came b'simin reishin and gimel sif gimel. The Magen Avram asks that reishin and gimel. There, the mechaber allowed a keder reikonis. Why is it that in Siv Zayin in Shin Yud Ches he doesn't allow it? As well as the post can point out that the same question would apply to Siv Hey in Reish and Gimel Hey. Says the Magen Avram, a massive chiddush. Ad kedei kach chiddush is so big that Achronim began to change around the girsa of the Magen Avram. But it seems like the most post modern Achronim, if you will, all assume that the Magen Avram actually meant the girsa that we have in front of us. V'yesh leimar, dafket sli mutter litno l'chatchila gabi kira grufa, avo mevushal aser litno al gabi kira afilu ucham, she'en bo bishul, v'gazrinan shema yitein alav kishu kar. Says the Magen Avram, really, there's no problem to do hanocha lechatchila on something that is tzli. Because the whole iser over here of hanocha lechatchila, the only other chash that we have is that you're going to come to the mevashel. So if it's a tavshil, so then in such a case we're afraid that you're going to come to cook it. If you're going to come to cook it, so then in such an instance, then the halacha is that you have to be machmir, and we have to be choshesh, that it's you're going to come to cook, because it's hanacha lechatchila, because it's a case in which it wasn't on the fire beforehand, so then we have to be choshesh, that you're going to come to cook. However, if we're not talking about something that is lach, it's entirely yavesh, so then, in such a case, then we're afraid that you're going to come to put a kishu kar. And the only thing that's going to be mutter is going to be hachzara. Hachzara already has the built-in tnayim to make sure that if it's lach, that it's not going to become cold. Because we have all these halachos, you have Oda Biyodo, Daita Lachzer, etc., etc. But Hanacha Lechatchila doesn't have that. So therefore, even if it is still hot, the halacha, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and you took it off right before Shabbos, and a half hour later, so it's still going to be hot. Nevertheless, says the Magen Avram, it's going to be Aser. Hanacha Lechatchila is going to be Aser as a Gzeira Shema Yivashel. So according to the Magen Avram, the whole halacha of Hanacha lechatchila over here, this whole halacha is only a requirement when you have the chash that it's going to come lidei bishul. Oh, based on this, according to this Magen Avram, anytime you're dealing with yavesh, there's no difference between hachzara and hanacha lechatchila. When you have something that's yavesh, as long as it's grufa uktuma, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Which means then, according to the Magen Avram, if you're talking about a bereka, you're talking about a kugel, this comes up all the time with kugel. So whatever is going to be mutter to do hachzara is also going to be mutter to do hanacha lechatchila. This is the teretz of the Magen Avram. This is quoted by Chacham Avadya Zatzal as one of the reasons that he's going to be matir when it comes to a plata. And he says, at the end of the day, a plata, there's not going to be any difference between a plata for hachzara and a plata for hanacha lechatchila. Dahainu, what does that mean? If by a plata, the halacha is that you're allowed to do hachzara to a plata, then you would also be able to do hanacha lechatchila on that plata as well, if it's dry. Because the halachas of hachzara and hanacha lechatchila are going to be the same. Where does he say this? This is in the Yechaveh Das. I did not photocopy this for you. This is in Yechaveh Das, Chelek Beis, Sif Mem He. I'm going to circle back and discuss all of the issues in regards to Blata, both for Achzar and Anach Lechatchila, but the best way to build the sugya is with this famous Kasha, with this Yesod from the Magen Avram, and we're going to see that most don't follow this Magen Avram's Teretz. There's a more standard Mahalach that differentiates between Hachzar and Anach Lechatchila, and then we're going to have to discuss the Plata both from the perspective of Hachzara as well as from the perspective of Hanacha Lechatchila. Chacham Avadya's argument is that in regards to Hachzara, what's the chash over here? In regards to Hachzara, he says, at the end of the day, a Shabbos plata that doesn't have any way that you could adjust the knobs. So you don't have a chash of Shem Yichata B'Gachalim. There's no chash of Shem Yichata B'Gachalim. If there's no chash of Shem Yichata B'Gachalim, in of itself, even there, the halacha should be, that should be mutter both to return the pot to the plata, as well as that one would not have a problem even to do hanacha lechatchila once it's going to be yavesh. In other words, the halachos according to Magen Avram, hachzara and hanacha lechatchila aren't going to be different from each other. And once I take it away, the shem yichata b'gachalim, that in itself should be a reason to be matir. Now, I'm sure what's ringing out in many of your minds is that, wait a second, there are many poskim who say that both hachzar and hanacha lechatchila, you have mechzik and mevashel. Okay, fine. But we had Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, we saw that Rav Shechter and Rav Willig both paskin that when it comes to hachzara, the chshash is shema yichata b'gacholim. So the moment in which you have a plata where there isn't any shema yichata b'gacholim, then there's room to argue, Chacham Avadya says, that both Hachzara and Hanacha Lechatchila are going to be mutter. That's step one in Chacham Avadya Zatzal's way of thinking. Then we have another issue. And that is another answer to the kasha of the stira between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. So one answer was that when it comes to the halacha that we saw, that there is a Isur of Hanacha Lechatchila that's different than Hachzara, that's only going to be in a case of where it might come Lidei Bishul, and the assumption of the Magen Avram is that if it's so far up, it's sitting on Kederas Chamin, it's so far up, it's so far removed from the thing, then in such a case, then they didn't make the Gzeira that you're going to come to Mimvashel in such a way. But if it's a Davar Yavesh, then there's no problem with Davar Yavesh, then in such a case, Ein Hachanami, even for Hanacha Lechatchila, you could put it on a Kedera Reikonis. That is the Magen Avram's Malach. The standard approach is the approach that the Be'er Halacha quotes. And this is going to be more important for us in terms of Halacha L'maisa. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha in Reish Nun Gimel, Dibra Maschel V'Yizar Shelo Yasim, quotes the Prima Gadim's answer. The Prima Gadim introduces us to a basic yisod. He asks the kasha, the stira between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei, and then he the first word online in the Be'er Halacha is desvirale. It's about seven lines from the bottom, where he says, "Acha kach matzasi Prima Gadim shiyishevzu akushi betuv tam." The Prima Gadim gave the following answer: "Vehu the besif Hei." She'ayri bo medes al gabi kideres chamin o tafshil no nechshav klal ka'omer al gabi akira ulahachi muter af liten lechatchila b'shamis. Masha'en kem binyanenu shakdir rekonis vomedes rak listo meschom akira, shlo yechom kolkach, nasis hakira ideze rak kishar kira grufo k'tuma. To aser litan le b'shabes tavsha l'chatchila, says the Prima Gadim, a beautiful answer. Even if you didn't follow the Magen Avraham's teretz, this is the more fundamental teretz that's used the halacha. The Prima Gadim says that kedera reikonis, kedera reikonis is only a blech, and kedera maleya is siluk mechzi kimavasha. When it comes to kedera reikonis, so then in such a case, all you're doing is you're creating a blech. If you're creating a blech, so then in such a case, it still might look like the normal way for someone to cook. However, when it comes to a kedera maleya, no one cooks on a kedera maleya. Now that fits in beautifully to what we saw in the Lashon of the Ran and others. And that is, in the Shulchan Aruch, it said it's not the derech bishul. It's not the derech to cook on top. Now many understand, it's not the only way to understand the Prima Gadim, but many understand that what the Prima Gadim is saying is as follows, that when it comes to Hachzara, so then in such a case, then you have the Chshash of Shema Yichata B'Gachalim. So there you need a heker, and the heker removes the Shema Yichata B'Gachalim. But it doesn't remove the Mechzikim of Ashel. And Hanocha L'Chatchila has a Chshash of Mechzikim of Ashel. Why is Hanocha L'Chatchila more of a Chshash of Mechzikim of Ashel? Because when it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila, there you took it out of the fridge, and you're putting it onto the fire. In contrast to Hachzara, there you were just holding in your hand. You just took it off the fire. Everybody sees that. Or you know that, one way or the other, however you formulate. You can formulate both in terms of how people see it or what you know. But either way, there, when it comes to the case of where you're taking it off the fire, either you know you just took it off the fire, so you know you're not being mevashel, or other people who are seeing you see that you took it off the fire, and then in such a case, there isn't much mechzi kimavashel, but you still have the chshash of shem yichata begachol. In contrast to when we're dealing with the case where there's a requirement of kedera maleya, so kedera maleya there is to remove the mechzi kimavashel, and when you have the kedera maleya, you've already removed the mechzi kimavashel. This is the Prima Gadim's teretz. Any questions or clarification necessary? Yes, Shmuel.
The Magen Avraham, is he just suing
the... Let's leave the Magen Avraham. I want to go straight to the Prima Gadim. It'd be my pleasure to answer you later. Okay, so this is the Prima Gadim's teretz. By the way, you could explain the Prima Gadim even with the rule of Mechzikim of Ashel as well, that when it comes to Achzor, there's lower level Mechzikim of Ashel, then Kedir Reikonis removes that level of Mechzikim of Ashel, and when you have a Kedera Maleya, so then in such a case the Kedera Maleya is necessary for Hanocha L'Chatchila, because there's a higher level of Mechzikim of Ashel, so there's a higher threshold. Either way, when you're talking about Hanocha L'Chatchila, it's not enough to have a blech. That's the punchline. It's not enough to have a blech, because by Hanocha L'Chatchila you're going to have a higher level of Mechzikim of Ashel, you'll be introduced to Mechzikim Vashel. Vamevin Yavin, what I just did was that I explained Hachzara both according to the Mishnah Berurah as well as Rabbeinu Tam, that it should work in both directions. So either you have a higher level of a requirement of a heker that you need a Kedera Maleya, or the Vard is that Hachzara and Hanocha L'Chatchila are entirely different. When it comes to Hachzara, then you have the Kedera Reikonis that's serving like a blech, that just removes Shem Yichata. When it comes to Mechzik, Hanach L'Chatchila, then you have Mechzik Kimavashel, then you have Kederes Kamen. Or, the other way to say it is, that when it comes to Hachzor, you also have Mechzik Kimavashel, but since there's a lower Mechzik Kimavashel, so then a Kederes Reikonis is going to be enough. When it comes to Hanach L'Chatchila, there's more of a Mechzik Kimavashel. You see somebody taking it out of, so then you need a higher Geder to remove that Mechzik Kimavashel. Yes, Rabbeinu?
I was going to ask, is the Dagul Mervava saying the same thing as the Avraham?
Which Dagul Mervava?
The Ber Halacha calls Dagul Mervava.
Matzasu dog manju because there's them as I saw once for Saran, the Kim Shemin Dark left so Yesh the Hakko Bazan. It seems to me what the quote that he quotes from the Dogma of Vava seems to be similar to the Magen Avraham. But I did not see the Dogma of Vava inside, so I'm not positive.
As far as we're concerned,
yeah, it seems. But I, to answer that definitively, I would have to look inside to answer the question. Okay, Rabbi Osei, now we're ready to go. Once we have these Hakdaras, now we're ready to really talk about a hot plate. Comes along Chacham Avadya, and Chacham Avadya says, first of all, in Yechav Adas, he likes the Magen Avraham. Then in Chazon Avadya, if you take a look on the next page after the Rashba, he says, wait a second. He quotes the Prima Gadim. This is in Shin Mem Hei Chazon Avadya Chelek Dalet. He quotes his Prima Gadim. He actually first quotes the name of a beautiful Sefer Tosefa Shabbos, but it's the same Svara of the Prima Gadim. He then says about 8 lines from the bottom of Shin Mem Hei, V'chaim Hiskim Lazev Mishnah Bura B'Be'er Halacha. And then he says as follows, Lefizeh, 6 lines from the bottom of the second column, Nira, Shemikivan she'ein aplata chashmalit muyedet levashaleh, she'ein darka bebishol, elachimum bilvad, yesh lahatir lahatzah tafshil b'shabbos. So based on this, he says, and he goes on to other places, says the same in regards to hanachah lechatchila. Here I think he means lahatzir, even hanachah lechatchila. He says as follows, that since it's not the derech to cook on a plata chashmalit, so then in such a case, it becomes like kederas chamin. That becomes like kedera al gabe kedera. So if you think about it, we've just dealt with the plata in 2 different ways. Number one, a plata doesn't have adjustable knobs, so therefore you don't have shemi chati gachalim. Number two, even if you're going to go with the prima gadim's yisod, where the Prima Gadim says, no, Hanachal Chatkila is going to be aser by a Davar Yavesh, not like the Magen Avraham. It's going to be aser when it comes to a Davar Yavesh. Nevertheless, the reason why it's aser is because of Mechzik Mevashel. So if you don't have Mechzik Mevashel on a plata, boom, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Now, Ramesh Zatzal says something similar without at all relying on the Magen Avraham. In other words, Chacham Avadya Zatzal was not afraid of using any kula. So he even went with this Magen Avraham's teretz. Ramesha basically ends up in a similar place as Chacham Avadya, but without going with that Magen Avraham. The Chavetz Chaim didn't go with this Magen Avraham. According to Rabban, it could very well be that not only that, but Chavetz Chaim said that pshat is dochuk. In the name of the Dogon or Vava. At the end of the day, we're going to run. That's why Shmuel, I didn't want to go back to Magen Avraham. Halacha lemaisa lemaisa, aside from Chacham Avadya using it as a tsiruf lekula, basically what you need to know is the Magen Avraham's Yisod, or the Prima Gadim's Yisod, excuse me, and that's going to be the basis for much of the following discussion, even though there's going to be a big disagreement amongst the poskim. So Ramesh and Chelek Dalet in Bishul Os Lamed Hey is Matir a hot plate. He says the Tshuva, let's take a look at Tshuva Lamed Hey. There's a lot of literature that's actually been spoken, a lot of ink has been spilled on Ramosha's sparse words over here. Ramosha says as follows, Ha'im Mutar Lechamim, so Rav Eider asks in the Kasha, is it permissible Lechamim Kder Shen Esbashla, Vihi Chamak Tzas, Agabi Machshirim Shenodu Lechimim Velo Lebishul. So in the question, he says that these makshirim are known to heat up and not to cook, kiplata chashmali, similar to a hot plate. So Ramesha says as follows, al plata chashmalit, im I efshel is bashel sham, oz mutter lahamin kidera cham. Im ein sham elam mida achas lachom, if you don't have any way to adjust it, then the halacha is that it's going to be permissible to put the food on there. It's clear he's talking even on Hanach L'Chatchila. What's Ramosha's Svara? Beautiful. Ramosha is going to fit in beautifully with this Magav, with this Prima Gadim and the Be'er Halacha that say that the halacha over here is that the Chashash is Mexican Vasha, which already goes back to the Ran, that the issue is the Ran. So you need to take care of 2 issues when you're talking about Hanach L'Chatchila. 1, Shemi Chatib Gacholim, that's taken care of because you can't adjust. 2, Mechzik Mevashel, and that's taken care of because, notice from Moshe's Lashon, the derech is not to cook on it. The derech is not to cook on it.
Can we clarify?
Yes.
Because right, he doesn't say this might be a difference between the Moshe and the Chalek. He doesn't say Derech and the Chalek. He says the EF Chalek, right? That's his left.
Nachon. Nachon.
Does he mean EF Shar? Does he mean the
very
same
good.
As
very good. Rabbi? Very good. So Rabbi Willig Shlita has long arichas about that in his Sefer, 100%. You're 100% right. I was going to develop that shortly. Just to bring out what Rabben is saying, is that in the Shoal had said, it's noad lechimum velo lebishel. It's designated to heat up and not to cook. And Ramosha says it's EF Shar l'spashel sham. It's not possible to cook there. So Ramosha's heter seems to be on a hot plate where it's not possible to cook. Okay, yeah, that's an important point. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, two pages after Rav Moshe in your booklet, Paskins like this Rav Moshe, quoting Rav Moshe. It's on page 60. I thank Rav Mati for pointing this out to me. Somehow preparing the summer, I didn't use enough Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's. I regret I didn't use it as much as I should. His book on page 60, he says, non-adjustable hot plates, which cannot be used for cooking, but only for keeping food warm, requires no blech. So if it cannot be used for cooking, but could only be used for keeping food warm, then in such a case, requires no blech, and the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa have a different mahalach. Reb Shlomo Zalman was more machmir than Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's presentation of Rav Moshe. He says as follows in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Aleph Chafet. So Rabosa, you see how we're going from extremes. We're starting with Chacham Avadya Zatzal, who said that it's a davar pashut that's going to be mutter, both according to Magen Avraham, and he says davar pashut, it's not the derech to cook. Ramosha, who said it's mutter because it's EF Shal is Bashel. And then we're going to go to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who's going to be mechalek between Hachzara and Hanocha L'chatchila. Yes, Rav Yaakov.
I don't know if this is what Sammy was asking before, but Ramosha and in the Shal, they say that it's Dafka Akadir Chama. Is that opposed to taking out of the fridge?
Right, and that's connected to that Magen Avraham, but let me look back in the context that you're referring to. Tzarech Iyun. Tzarech Iyun. Why is it Tzarech Iyun? Because that's not the way Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn says it. Nachon.
So
I think it needs more time in the base medrash. Sarafian. That it's definitely I've heard it said over in the name of Ramosha that Lahura that's mutter, but you have a good kasha. I need to break my head on it a little bit. So it's a kasha. We'll leave it as a kasha. We'll come back to it in nether. In Perek Aleph Os Chaf Hey, in the Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa paskins as follows. Ulam plata chashmalit miyuchedesh l'shabbos hamiyuedes lishmar achol ma'amaychol she'aleha ve'ein regilim levash she'aleha. If you have a plata that's not normal for you to cook on it, v'gam yevshel ha'agdol at midot hachom she'ala ein atuna kisu nosef umot l'hatzel le'esakli. So Rabosai, l'kulei alma, from Chacham Avadya, to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, there's no problem to leave your food on top of a hot plate and return it and do hachzara to the food. But then you have a third variable, and that's Hanocha L'Chatchila. When it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila, there the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that one should be machir. Of course, you need the Tanayim. He says, Aval ein litein alea l'chatchila b'shabbos k'ter sh'yash bo tafshil, afilu imu mevushal kol tzarcho, afilu kavanasa rak l'hafig sinasa. But when it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila, that is going to be aser. The question is why? Why is it going to be aser? If, when it comes to Hachzara, it's mutter, and when it comes to Hachzara, this Rav Yisrael will go well with what you were asking me about earlier this week, and when it comes to Hachzara, Mechzik and Mevashel is an operating factor according to the Mishnah Brura, so then you have Mechzik and Mevashel, it's taken care of by the Blech. It's not considered Mechzik and Mevashel because we said Ein Regilim Levashel Aleha. So too, that should be enough when it comes to the hot plate to even do Hanocha L'Chatchila. So Rav Moshe, assuming, leaving aside Rav Yaakov's kasha, assuming that Rav Moshe said that the halacha is that it's mutter to do Hanocha L'Chatchila, he went with the Yisod that's Yev Shel is Bashel, so it's Yev Shel is Bashel, it's mutter both for Hachzara as well as Hanocha L'Chatchila. Yet the Shmir Shabbos Ke'ilchasa says that Hachzara is going to be mutter, but there's going to be a new condition when it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila. And Hanocha L'Chatchila is going to be aser. The new condition, we'll discuss shortly what that new condition is, what I mean when I say new condition. So the answer to that question, if you don't mind, Rav Nissim, I just want to develop that, is in a letter in an interesting sefer called Ma'or HaShabbos that I mentioned to you that Rav Shlomo Zalman had communication with this Talmud Chacham and wrote and had many letters back and forth. And there, Rav Shlomo Zalman answers that question. That exact question we just asked, the Shoel asked Rav Shlomo Zalman. Tav Kuf Mem Beis Loshen HaSheila. B'Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Aleph Ha'ora Ayin Aleph. Hiter Moran Shlita L'Hachzer B'Shabbos Ma'efel Shein Bo Isser Bishol. Agabe Plato Chashmalit. She'ena Miyuedes L'Bishol. Ela Hashimish Bo Plato Zehu Rak L'Shmar Esachom. V'Gami Yev Shel HaKdil. U'L'Chore Yesh L'Harer. Lama lo ye muto nech betchila ma'echla shem lo sebishol. Kimin de lo mechzikim evashol. There's no mechzikim evashol here. And then he says, by the way, here, the Shoel Rav Yaakov read Rav Moshe the way I read Rav Moshe, leaving aside your kasha. So your kasha is also on the Shoel. V'chei mashma b'igris Moshe. Dimi yevshel evashol mutar ach litein v'chatchila. Leaving aside your kasha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman answered. And Rav Shlomo Zalman here is the Yisod that Rav Nevinsel Shlita also uses today, and why it seems like the Kav from Rav Shlomo Zalman was a little bit more machmir than the Kav that comes from Chacham Avadia or from Rav Moshe. And that is as follows. Nira de mikol makom, muter lehemet betchila aser, kimin shezem makom she'efshar gam lecham shem kishir yatsal. Rav Shlomo Zalman here is answered that since it's possible to cook there, Efshar gam l'chan misham kishir yatzoledes, that's enough of a reason to aser hanach l'chatchila. That's enough of a reason to aser hanach l'chatchila. It seems to me that the Havana of this letter, this response, I also put in Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hosafas to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, we'll see shortly, but if we're just going to use these words, is Rav Shlomo Zalman alluded to the fact that Mechzik Mevashel has a higher threshold when it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila, then when it comes to Hachzara. V'horaya, if you hold Hachzara is Mechzik Mevashel, like we saw in the Mishnah Brura, a Kedere Kanis, the Prima Garden told us, is enough. Yet, when it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila, then you need a Kedere Malaya. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. It's a, you know, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. In other words, the same you saw that the Prima Garden gave 200 years ago, 150 years ago, Rav Shlomo Zalman gives in our generation. And he says as follows. He says that when it comes to Hanocha L'Chatchila, so then in such a case, even if you cook on it a little bit, already it's going to be aser. If it's possible, what exact is the exact Lashon? She'efshar gam l'chamein kishir yatzoledas.
it's possible to cook even kashir yanatzlas. That's already going to be mechzik and mevashel when it comes to anachal chatchila. When it comes to achzara, we have a different threshold. We're going to be more lenient. Why? Because it's a less of a mechzik and mevashel. So when there's a more of a mechzik and mevashel, you're going to have a higher threshold. Take a look also in the Tikkunim and the Miluyim. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hosafas to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. That appears right before the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in the booklet. Where Rav Shlomo Zalman starts out and says, you know what? The Pashtus is that once you have a Maziva, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in Sif Katan Pei Aleph, that we made reference to in a previous shir, that if you put that maziva on top, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter even hanachal lechatchila. And therefore, he says, really, it should be entirely mutter, because the plata is no worse than that maziva. He says, nevertheless, tov lahachmir, one should be machmir. In the Tikkunim and Miluim, he doesn't tell us why you should be machmir. That's why I think this letter is a collector's item, because in this letter he tells us a little bit more. Similarly, Rav Nevinzal Shlita told me, and I found the exact formulation also in the Aruch HaShabbos, that's machmir as well. The Aruch HaShabbos is not in the booklet, but it's Perek Beis, Ha'ara Kuf Ches. Rav Nevinzal told me, for Hanacha Lechatchila, if there's anything that resembles Eish, then in such a case, if the item itself, in Rav Nevinzal's words, is eish mamish, so then in such a case he would be machmer. And he said the plata itself is an eish, even if, in other words, he's responding to even the fact that's not the derech entirely to cook. The moment in which it's eish mamish, so then in such a case the halacha is that one would have to be machmer. And notice, what was Rav Shlomo Zalman's lashon? The moment in which it reaches Yad Soleh Dispo, it's the same idea. Even if it's not the derech to cook there, as long as it's going to reach Yad Soleh Dispo, Rav Nevinzal holds automatically it's going to be usher for Hanach al-Khatril. So what is the Eitzah? According to the Kav of Rav Shlomo Zalman, both Rav Nevinzal Shlita and Rav Rimon agree of what the Eitz is according to Shmir Shabbos. According to Shmir Shabbos, one would have to put down a metal blech or anything like that, or an oven rack. So then in such a case, then that would be enough, as it's Mukhruch in the Tikkunim and Miluyim, that would be enough even for Hanacha Lechatchila. Rav Rimon has a cheshbon that it's really combining a couple of other kulas, you could take a look over there, but the bottom line, lefi l'shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, clearly if one would put down that item, so then in such a case, then that heker would be enough in terms of removing the mechzi kimavashal, even though you could argue that in such a case you need a kedera maleya. That's what Rimon Cheshbin's, at the end of the day, there's so many other reasons to be makel with the plata, at the end of the day, and that's what Rav Nevinzal told me, that Hanach Lechatchila will be mutter if one puts down that oven rack, or for that matter a blech. If you put a blech on top of the plata in such a case, it would be permissible. So these are the three different strains. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokis, it seems, between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman? So that's what Rav Ben stopped at. That from Rav Moshe's Hagdara is that's no'adu l'chimum v'lo l'bishul. It's designated for chimum and not for bishul. That was the Shaul's lashon. And Rav Moshe said, im e efshel is bashul sham. If it's not possible to cook there. So, what I think Rav Moshe means, it's not possible to cook there, means that, it doesn't mean that in 5 days it wouldn't get cooked. Rav Moshe means, within a normal period of time, it wouldn't cook. And to this day, most of the plata that I have at home, it would take a long, long, long time to cook cholent over there. However, could a plata cook to Yad Soledis in Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara? Yes. So it's a question of what is the level of Mechzik Mevashel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has one Hagdara Mechzik Mevashel, and Ramesh Zatzal has a different Hagdara Mechzik Mevashel. It all starts with the language of the Ran, of what's the Pshat in the Gemara, and the difference between Kito Mayim and Kira, and the Yisod, that clearly in the language of the Ran and the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch, the Hanocha Lechatchil is Mechzik Mevashel. For sure, you can also have to take care of Mechat Lecham. That's going to be enough. In contrast to Chacham Avadya says, it's got to be that's the regular way for you to cook. If it's the regular way for you to cook, then you're going to have Mechzik Mevashel. But less than that, even if it's possible to Bishel, it's not going to be the tariff, then automatically it's going to be mutter. So it's a question of how do you define the Prima Gadim's explanation about Mechzik Mevashel. Is it Mechzik Mevashel? What's the Kim Mevashel? Is it Mevashel the tariff? Is it Efshel is Fashel? Or is it Yatzeledes? These are the Svaras of the giant poskim of the previous generation. And hence, whenever I ask Rav Nevins all these types of questions, he says to me, it's on an eish to be mekel on hanacha lechatchila. In other words, automatically for him, the moment in which it's eish, there could be yatzeles derech or not derech. The moment in which it could create yatzeles, automatically he based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, is machmir on hanacha lechatchila. Take a look. Rav Nevinzal's language is almost exactly, I showed him this morning, his formulation is almost exactly what the Aruch HaShabbos says. The Aruch HaShabbos is machmir more than many of the other poskim. Yes?
Is there someone's Zalman assuming that the Heter Kedera al-Gabi Kedera is that the top pot won't reach Yasholetispo, or that even if it will, it's so different that it doesn't...
That's a nice question.
Because Rabbi said that he would be makel to put a blef on top of the hot plate.
Right.
Yafeh.
I think that's one of the tzirufim that Rav Rimon uses. Yafeh. One more bit of a fascinating Torah history. In Rav Willig himself is Mekel very similar to Chacham Avadya. Take a look in Rav Willig Sefer. It's well known that Rav Willig is Mekel on Hanocha Lechatchila for a plata. In the Sefer Am Mordechai, the original Sefer, so Rav Neuwirth gave a nice Haskama, and then I have photocopied the second half of the Haskama, that's the second to last page. So Rav Neuwirth says he's going to make a couple of aras on the Sefer, and he doesn't like the fact that Rabbi Willig was Mekel on platas for Hanocha Lechatchila. And he says over there, what Sfardim cook, avol matzanu etzal asfardim shiragil levashel v'kai gavna dahenu shesam lefnei shabbos sirim ochel lo mevushal gabe plata chashmalid. So many of, and then he points out that Rav Shlomo Zalman said this in regards to crockpot. All right, we're going to get to the crockpot eventually. We don't understand what he means right now as far as the crockpot is concerned. But at the end of the day, Rav Neuwirth disagreed because he disagreed with the assumption. He said that it is a derech to cook on top, which is actually a little bit different than what Rav Shlomo Zalman has quoted v'amevin yavin in the letter. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be more machmer. Nevinzal, the way he presents it is just that it's eish that's able to do yatzalet, so then automatically you're going to have mesik mevashel. And here he says, no, the derech for Sfardim is to be mevashel. Either way, it's a fascinating bit of Torah history that Rav Neuwirth responded in his Askama to Rav Willig in the beginning of Am Mordechai, and he says, what are you talking about? The derech is to be mevashel on top. So there are a few variables of how you're magyar. It wouldn't be surprising then that Rav Willig Shlita on page 125 in the new book that Rav Daniel Feldman put out about heating and warming foods on Shabbos is make on a warming drawer. And when it comes to a warming drawer as well, the bottom placing a new in a warming drawer, however, does not look like cooking since no one cooks there, since the derech is not to cook there. So then in such a case, then mikra dinu v'mutter. Of course, then he just points out, you have to make sure Hashem Yechat is also taken care of, and that is that if you cover the knobs, so then in such a case, he says the halacha would be that it's going to be mutter. As anticipated, Rav Nevinzal Shlita is more machmer. Rav Nevinzal asked me at the end of the day, is it possible, that was his lashon this morning, is it possible to cook over there? And it would seem to me that in the language of Rav Shlomo Zalman, it means, is it possible yatzeledespo? Such a case, then he would be machmer l'chatchila. I say l'chatchila because Rav Shlomo Zalman, you should know that Rav Shlomo Zalman does have a kula within his own sheet. It seems to be that Rav Shlomo Zalman is aware that he's being a little bit more machmir than the pashtos la'alacha, because if you take a look in the tikkunim and the miluyim, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though I was machmir on the plata hashmalit that you can't do anach lechatchila, but you know what? If you did hachzara and you forgot and you put the soup down and you put it down on gabi karka, you could put it back on the plata. That's what it's, this is not Mipi HaShmua. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's own writing in Ha'ayin Aleph. So it seems to be that Rav Shlomo Zalman is aware that he was a little bit more machmir than everybody else. So he says, if it's a hachzara, but you have daitel achzir, but you forgot, and you put it al gabi karka, which we saw that the Mishnah Berurah was quite machmir in that case, in the Shaar HaTzion, so Rav Shlomo Zalman himself is meikel. So this is important to keep in mind, that even Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't hold this ad asof mamish, that he held that if it was al gabi karka, he would be meikel. But he didn't want to be so meikel from anoch lechatchila, from a frish. This sometimes happens, that if a person has a plata, that he forget, and he doesn't have a blech, so Rav Shlomo Zalman would hold, probably, it could very well be that Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, if it's easy to put on a rack, you should put on a rack, but if it, for whatever reason, it would be difficult, even if you put it down, the halacha is that one could be meikel. Rav Ribiat, I put on the Maror Mekomos, is basically a continuation of all the above analysis. Rav Nissim Karelitz, as we've come to learn, when it comes to Shihiyah and Achzara, and Anoch Lechatchila B'nei Brak is another world. So Rav Nissim Karelitz on page Kuf Yudal Kuf Tezvav says that even if you can't change the Midas Hachom, in such a case, the halacha is that you would have to be machmir. And he gives an example. He says, halacha is, when it comes to Bameh Madlikin, we know there are neros that you're not allowed to light. And the halacha is that if you have a ner that's even 10 amas high, and there's no way you could reach it, they were not afraid that you're going to come. Shemayate, once Chazal said it's Aser, it's Aser. So says Rav Nissim Karelitz, once we said that it's Aser, Shemayate Gacholim, it's Aser, Shemayate Gacholim, even though you think that you're not going to come, Lidei Chitui Gacholim. By the way, some poskim are falpo, so you can't change, there's no adjustable setting. That's our whole point over here. But what about maybe you're going to pull out the cord, or you're going to put in the cord, or you're going to do this, or the electricity, v'chulei v'chulei. So some poskim are mefalpel of that. But Rav Nissim Karelitz says, leaving that aside, he says, once it's aser, once achzara is aser, this will v'chulei even apply to achzara. Once achzara is aser, shem yichatek l'cholim, boom, it's aser, then even if you think you're not going to come in dechitu l'cholim, one day you'll see, the electricity is going to go out, and you'll see, there'll be a way they'll come. You think you're going to put the ner 10 amasad, and you're not going to be, it's not going to come the day Shemayata. It's going to come. A guy's going to take it down, it'll come. It's a low plug rabbanan. You don't have that shash. So I just thought that there is a fundamental difference in the cheftza. In the cheftza of the ner, so the cheftza of a ner is, there is Shemayata. Within the cheftza shel ner. So even if you put it up 10 amas high, so within the cheftza ner, so then in such a case you have a Shemayata. Lu Yitzuyu, you got up that high, then you have Shemayata. By a hot plate that doesn't have a change of settings, wherever you put it, you can't do Shemayata unless you're going to introduce to me a new chumra, and that's going to be that you're afraid that the electric cord, somehow you're going to be chote b'gacham, or you're going to start fixing the plot, and then you're going to be chote b'gacham. But Hashdus, there's a fundamental difference, Lanias Daiti, between Rav Nissim Karel Shlita's Raya, where in the Cheftza there is a Shemayata, it's just that it's far away from you, versus in the Plata, where in the Cheftza there's no Shasha Shemayata. So maybe you could be Mefakpe, could defend Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's Shita with Rav Nissim Karelitz's Raya. And again, as we said, in terms of warming drawers, the Chura comes out that the question is whether you follow and how you define Rav Moshe. So if there are ways to define Rav Moshe as Rav Willig does, so then in such a case, then in warming drawers are going to be mutter, versus Rav Nevensal's definition, even if the derech is not, but if it's possible to cook there, then already we're going to be machmir for Hanocha Lechatchila. Okay, so just to review, it all starts with the Ran's approach in terms of dealing with the issue of Kenegan Amadura, what the difference between the two is. And he says that when it comes to Kira, so then in such a case you have a chshash of Mexican Mevashel. And it's not just simply a chshash of Shem Yechati, you also have a chshash of Mexican Mevashel. And the Ran therefore says, based on that Rajbuz Yisod, when it comes to Hanachal Chatchila, then it's only going to be mutter if you're putting it on top of a Kedera. The way we just formulated is the answer to the famous kasha of Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. But the answer to Sif Gimel and Sif Hei is that in one case, you're dealing with an instance where you're just putting it back on the fire to create the din of Achzara. To create the din of Achzara, then, A, there is removing Shemichata. B, if the chash is Mechzik Mevashel, we have a lower level of requirements when it comes to Mechzik Mevashel when you're doing Hazara. But when you're talking about Hanachal Chatzvila, we have that higher level about Kedera Malaya. Or otherwise, you say the Magen Avram starts, that the Magen Avram suggests that the only time that there was a requirement of Kedera Malaya was a case of where, as Avid suggested before, the Kedera Malaya is going to diminish the heat so that you're not going to come to cook a Dover Lach that's inside. And that's what was the requirement of, in Sif Hei. Even though it's, what's difficult is there, it's a Panadish. So is there real Lechus over there? So that's a difficulty in the Magen Avram. But at the end of the day, that's the Magen Avram's Yisod, that really Hanach L'Chachil is going to be no different than Hachzar. So if you're going to be Matir on a hot plate, and say that a hot plate doesn't have a chash shem yichate b'acholim for hachzara when it comes to returning the food to it. So too for anach lechatchila, if it's dry, according to the Magen Avram, nalach is that's going to be mutter. Most don't accept that. Most don't say that that dry things are going to be the same as dinei hachzara. Most people say no. You're going to have to be more machmir by anach lechatchila. Why are you going to have to be more machmir? Because anach lechatchila has a higher chshash of mechzik mevashel. So if you're going to have that higher chshash of mechzik mevashel, that's the prima godim's teretz. And then we have a nuanced machlokus of how does mechzik mevashel apply when it comes to hot plates. You have a chacham avadia that says even if you're not going to go with the Magen Avram, it's mutter because derech in general is not to cook on it. Which ultimately Rav Neuwirth said, for some reason he chose svardim. I'm not sure why. Rav Neuwirth says to chacham avadia, svardim do cook on it. Kind of read. He thought that there was some cultural difference. And Ramayshu says that e efshel is basha. We have in Tzarchim from Yaakov. Then why did he say cham? Why did Ramayshu say cham? At the end of, and then we have the third sheet of Rav Shlomo Zalman, who said that anything that cooks kiyatzalad is the moment in which it cooks kiyatzalad, we're going to be machmer for anocha lechatchila. Even though Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shemir Shabbos black and white was makel over there in Aleph Chav Zayin was makel in regards to hachzara. So he has a different set of gradations. Rav Nevensal's Hagdari is that once it's Eish, that's then in such a case you're going to have a problem of Hanach L'Chatchila, period. And therefore, by warming drawers as well, he said to me this morning, at the end of the day, could in theory a cook there, then automatically he'd be Machmir for Hanach L'Chatchila. While Rav Willig Shlita goes with a different Havana, maybe even a different Havana, Ayin Sham and Rav Moshe, at the end of the day, if the Derech is, again, Rabbi Willig's words, it's a bad thing to put words in your Rebbe's mouth, how it does not look like cooking since no one cooks there. So since no one cooks there, by definition, it's going to be mutter. And Renan-Sal would say that at the end of the day, you don't use that measuring rod. Okay, in terms of next week, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to continue on. First of all, we're going to discuss that nuance that Shmuel had raised. Because it's the reason I didn't want to get involved with Shmuel is because it's a separate bear halach and a separate in Reish and Gimel. Every bear halach is a separate world, so I didn't want to get involved with that detail. That's going to continue with your ha'ara in the Ran, and then Emir Tzeshem, we're going to go back. The way I thought was the best way to learn was to learn Shia Hachzara Hanach Lechatchila B'Siyata D'Shmaya. We've done that. What we haven't done is the halachos of Tanur, so we have to do ovens. We haven't discussed at all ovens, because ovens is a separate mission, separate set of halachos. Whether it is a separate halachos today or not is a big discussion. And then we have to discuss the halachos of smicha, and then Mirtz Hashem, we're onto hatmana. It actually works out well that on Chanukah, we have Chanukah Mirtz Hashem Shir will be at 2 o'clock. The Hasa'a leaves at 3, at least last year it did. So that means we'll only have 15 minutes worth of Shir, so that's fine. We'll divide, I hope, those two topics into two shiurim. That means we'll start Mirtz Hashem Hatmana on Monday, a week from this on Zos Chanukah. Monday is Zos Chanukah. Nechon. That's our day off. So then we'll start on Thursday. That's fine. So you'll have Hatmana. Hatmana shouldn't be long shiurim, but it is about 10 se'ifim in Reish and Zayin or Reish and Ches. So that having a little bit more time to prepare won't hurt us. And then we'll go to Bishul. Mirtz Hashem, then B'siyat Hashem, we'll go to Bishul, and then start all the other malachas.
Right.
Yes.
Would the turnover times be the same as like,